Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Valentine's Day is coming up, and I know you're wondering, how do you keep the love going all year round, not just on date night for Valentine's when you go out and you have that crappy commercial food, right? Even the best restaurants in town are making so many friggin' meals that the food's not as good as it usually is. You know what I'm talking about. So here's the question. How do you get beyond the holiday? How do you create an incredible, loving relationship that endures all year round, so that as much magic and fire and passion or intimacy that you can put back into your Valentine also exists in March, April, May, June, July, and so on? A couple of simple ideas, very, very simple, that you can do. Four big ideas. Number one, before you ever get there, try this. At the beginning of the year, set your getaway dates with your partner, right? Your getaway dates. So as an example, at the beginning of the year, my wife and I usually sit down and we say, okay, over the course of this year, every 90 days, let's take a vacation. So we set it up every 90 days. Those are times when we're either going to go away, say take 3, 4, 5, 10 days off and go completely off the grid together, or we'll do it at home. We'll do a staycation. But either way, it's multiple days off the grid, and yes, off the phone, and yes, off the laptop, together. where we just disappear from the world together. And people say, well, geez, that sounds like a lot. I'm like, if you can't make a few days every quarter for your spouse, your husband, your lover, your partner, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, you're not in the game of relationships. You're prioritizing everything else, and it will cost you over the long term. Now, some people say, well, Brendan, but lots of married people don't do that, who are still happy. I'm like, of course. But think how much more happy they could be if they spent some extra time together. Look, happy people get happier when they're together more often. So don't fear doing it. Just set it up and schedule it. The best way to have an extraordinary quality of life with your partner is to approach at the beginning of the year, block out those times just like you do during Valentine's, right? If you're gonna take Valentine's seriously, take the whole year seriously together. Okay, second big idea is you developing a personal reset, you. And what I mean by that is a lot of the conflicts and the anger and the frustration and just like the weariness that can happen in relationships happen because of you bumbling into the relationship or bumbling into your partner at the end of the day when you've got all of this stress on you. When you're leaving one activity and now you're going to this other activity with your partner and you're tired or you're upset or you're just kind of going through the motions because you're just dealing with life, you need a reset. So if you're somebody who like comes home to your spouse, as an example, sit in the car, close your eyes, and before you go in, just do a meditation or set an intention, but get yourself ready to go into that, right? You're leaving the work, you're gonna meet your spouse at dinner somewhere. Before you go in there, get your mind in the game. Okay, I gotta switch gears now into love, into putting vibrancy on this person, into just being in a good spot spiritually and emotionally and physically so I can serve and be there in love. Be more intentional. And the way to be more intentional is you need to give yourself a break. You need a reset, right? I don't even call the people who are important in my life without doing a reset, right? I might be going through the work day and I'm busy and everything else, but right before I pick up the phone, if I'm like, let's say I'm gonna call my mom, before I call my mom, I'll go on a walk around the block so that I'm in a good spirit and I am free to participate in that call fully. I know it sounds so simple, but it's like a 2-minute activity, right? It doesn't take a lot to walk around the block and then call. Same thing goes for if I'm going on a date night. I'm going to, before I enter that situation, reset. I want you to think about this. Relationships, reset. Reset, relationship. That's what I'm always doing. I'm resetting myself before I enter. That will serve you tremendously. Number three, big idea, ambitions. You need to start talking about the ambitions your spouse has again. And maybe you already do this, and maybe it's not your spouse, maybe it's your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your partner. But listen, too many people, they kind of go through the motions. So they go to lunch, and all they talk about at lunch is what's on the menu, or how the kids are doing, or what they're doing at work, and they forget to dream together. Couples that stay together dream together and they explicitly verbalize it. But your partner won't know to do that. You need to pull it from him. You need to pull it from her. In other words, ask them questions about what they want in life, what they prefer in life, what they like in life. If you're not aware of their hopes and their dreams and their ambitions, you're not aware of their soul. You don't know them. You don't have a connection with them. You're going through the motions. And I know, look, everyone can be there if they don't reset enough or they don't do these activities enough where they break away to talk about life. I have a lot of friends who they say, you know, the best time they have with their spouse is on vacation because they sit next to each other by the pool and they talk about stuff again, usually about life and what they would like. And ambitions don't have to be like, what do you want to achieve in your life's purpose? That's helpful though, I encourage you to do that. I think more couples need to go like personal development seminars, and I'm not speaking that just because it's selfish and I run personal development seminars. I think more couples need to get away and learn together so that they can talk about things together. But that could be as simple as, you know, you're out with your spouse and you start talking about, hey, wow, look at this restaurant is really beautiful, right? Look at their decorations. How would you love to decorate our house ideally? And that starts the conversation about ambition about your home. It can be as simple as that. It doesn't have to be life, esoteric things. I think that's really important Too many people don't know the hopes and dreams and desires and wants and needs of those around them, and that's why they struggle. And now we get to the fun stuff. This last thing I think is so important, and I bet you were really good at it at one time in your life, but watching this now, you might need a checkup, and that is flirt. You must flirt with your partner more than you think you should, okay? Most people, when they end relationships, when they're ending the relationship, it's because the energy between the people has gone down. One of the reasons is because one person's not appreciating the other person, or one person's not respecting the other person, but either way, both probably aren't imbuing that relationship with the same flirtation that caused the intimacy at the beginning of the relationship. So how often do you flirt with your honey, your spouse, your partner? Do you walk by and give him a little tap on the butt? Do you walk by and kiss him on the cheek and say something in their ear? Do you give them that energy that only you can give them? You know what I'm talking about. You need to get that flirtation up again if you want the energy to last all year round. Look, Valentine's Day comes and everyone's so sweet on each other and flirtatious and going to nice restaurants and talking about their ambitions and their relationships again. In other words, Valentine ends up being a day when people do what we talk about. They get away together. They find some time to reset and re-engage that relationship. They talk about their hopes and their dreams, their needs and desires again, and they flirt again. And if they could do that at Valentine's, they can do it all year long and have an extraordinary relationship in their life. I hope this serves you, and I hope you go out there and just spread some love on somebody tonight. Thank you for being here, being a part of The Charge Life. I love serving you as often as we do. I appreciate you being in our community and sharing posts and messages just like this one with your friends and, yep, those you love too. Until we see you next time, go out there every single day of your life. Live fully, love openly, make a difference today. And remember that you can, if you choose and you desire and you set the intention, live the charged life. Hey, my friend, it's Brendan. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Do me two favors. Number one, subscribe to this channel so that you continue to get updates every time I release new training for you. And number two, if you would like to get ahead a little faster in life, what I'd like to do is give you my 10 steps to achieving anything 10 times faster. So if you have a big goal, a big dream, a big mission in life, and you just like to achieve it faster, what would you need to do? You know, this is exactly what I keep next to my computer or next to my bed. And every time I have a big dream, a big goal, I open it up and I kind of use this as my checklist to get ahead faster. Because you and I both know if you're gonna be more effective or more productive, or you are gonna achieve your goals and your dreams faster, you're gonna have to switch your perspective a little bit on achievement itself. You're gonna have to adopt new thinking patterns and habits. You're gonna have to have new daily rituals and habits. And your entire approach to learning and skill development must be better. So in order to help you do that, go to brendon.com/10x. That's Brendon, brendon.com/10x. And you can download this guide for free. Just tell me your name and email. I'm happy to email that to you for free. The same guide I use to achieve any goal or dream faster. Thanks for tuning in. Until I see you next time, go out there every single day of your life. Live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog?
how do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.